This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Lozenoc. Active ingredient, S. itraconazole. This leaflet provides important information about taking Lozenoc. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about taking Lozenoc. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking Lozenoc? Lozenoc contains the active ingredient itraconazole. Lozenoc works by killing or stopping the growth of the fungus that causes the infection. Lozenoc is used to treat certain fungal infections which include the following: persistent infections of the nails, skin, hands, feet, or groin; persistent candida, yeast infections of the vagina; eye infections which have not responded to other treatment, or which may be affecting vision; candida, yeast infections of the mouth or throat in patients with lower resistance to disease; generalized infections. What should I know before I taking Lozenoc? Warnings. Do not take Lozenoc if you are allergic to itraconazole or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can take this medicine. You have a condition called heart failure, also called congestive heart failure, or CHF. Lozenoc could make it worse. You are pregnant, or may become pregnant. Do not take Lozenoc with any of the following medicines: certain medicines for allergy or hay fever, e.g. terfenadine, estemizole, misolastine; certain medicines used to treat angina and high blood pressure, e.g. bepridil, filodipine, nixoldipine, lurkinidipine, ranolazine, eplerenone and ivabradine, a heart rate lowering agent; anticoagulants used to slow blood clotting, such as apixaban, rivaroxaban, dabigatran; sisapride, a drug used to treat gastric reflux; domperidone, an antiemetic used to treat nausea, vomiting, bloating and fullness; levomethadil and methadone, which are opioids; antipsychotic medications, such as pimazide, lurasidone and sertinol; ticagrelor, an anticoagulant; halofantrin, a medicine used to treat malaria; isavuconazole, an antifungal medicine; naloxegol, a medicine used to reduce opioid constipation; avanafil, a drug used for erectile dysfunction; and apoxidine, used for premature ejaculation; elaglustat, used to treat Gaucher disease; irinotecan, mobocertinib, used to treat cancer; venetoclax, used to treat certain cancers in patients just starting or adjusting the dose of venetoclax; certain medicines used to produce calmness or to help you sleep, midazolam oral or triazolam; certain medicines used to lower your cholesterol, known as HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors, e.g. simvastatin, lamotrigine, lovastatin; dronedarone, dofetilide, quinidine, or disopyramide, used to treat irregular heartbeats; dihydroergotamine, or ergotamine, used to treat migraine; fesoteridine and solifenacin in patients with moderate to severe liver or kidney disease, these are medicines used to treat overactive bladder; colchicine in patients with severe liver or kidney disease, medicine used to treat gout and Behçet's disease; tulathromycin in patients with severe liver or kidney disease, an antibiotic used to treat pneumonia; ergometrin, or methylergometrine, used to control bleeding; finerenone, used to treat kidney problems in patients with type 2 diabetes; voclosporin, used to treat lupus-related kidney problems. Check with your doctor if you have or have had any other medical conditions, in particular liver or kidney problems; allergic reaction to other medicines used to treat fungal infections; heart problems; neutropenia, low levels of a type of white blood cells; or AIDS, or an organ transplant patient; hearing problems; weakness, numbness, and pain from nerve damage, usually in the hands and feet; cystic fibrosis. Take any medicines for any other condition. You have allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. If there is a chance you may become pregnant, Talk to your doctor about the need for highly effective contraception. Once you have finished Lozenok, contraception should be continued until you have had your next period. Tell your doctor immediately if you do become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you're breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. In particular, Lozenok must not be taken with some medicines. Wait at least 2 weeks after stopping Lozenok before taking any of these medicines. Examples are provided in section 2. Do not take Lozenok with any of the following medicines. Some medicines may be affected by Lozenok or may interfere with Lozenok and affect how it works. Your doctor may need to adjust the dose or adapt your treatment. Examples of these medicines are alfuzosin, tamsulosin, silodosin, used to treat benign prostatic enlargement, alfentanil, buprenorphine, oxycodone, sufentanil, used in surgery for pain relief and to help anesthesia, fentanyl, a strong medicine for pain, digoxin, used to treat heart failure, bedaquiline, delamanid, rifampicin, rifapyrtin, or isoniazid, used to treat tuberculosis, ciprofloxacin, erythromycin, clarithromycin, antibiotics, trimetrexate, used to treat a certain type of pneumonia, anticoagulants, used to slow blood clotting, such as edoxaban, vorapaxa, Camarins and coumarin-like medicines, e.g. warfarin, phenytoin, phenobarbital, or carbamazepine, used to treat fits. Medicines taken for diabetes, such as rapaglinide and saxagliptin. Praziquantel, a worm medication. Artemether-lumefantrine, quinine, used to treat malaria. Bilastine, ebastine, rupatidine, used to treat allergies. Elotriptan, used to treat migraine. Certain antineoplastics such as axitinib, bosutinib, bortezomib, brentuximab vedotin, busulfan, cabazitaxel, cabozantinib, ceritinib, cobimetinib, crizotinib, dabrafenib, dasatinib, docetaxel, erlotinib, entrectinib, gefitinib, glasdegib, imatinib, ibrutinib, idelalisib, ixabeptolone, lapatinib, nilotinib, nintedanib, olaparib, panobinstat, pazopanib, pemigatinib, ponatinib, regorafenib, ruxolitinib, sonidegib, sunitinib, talazoparib, trabectedin, trastuzumab emtansine, tretinoin, oral, vandetanib, vincor alkaloids, used to treat certain cancers, alprazolam, aripiprazole, brotizolam, buspirone, cariprazine, haloperidol, midazolam IV, pirospirone, quetiapine, Remeltion, risperidone, suvorexant, zopiclone, used to treat anxiety or help you sleep. Certain medicines used to treat AIDS, such as cobicistat, darunavir, boosted, efavirenz, elvitegravir, boosted, fosamprinavir, ritonavir boosted, indinavir, maraviroc, nevirapine, sequinavir, tenofovir isoproxil fumarate, or ritonavir. Boosted asunapravir, bosepravir, daclatasvir, ilbasvir/grazopravir, glecapravir/pibrantasvir, ombitasvir/baratapravir/ritonavir, with or without dasabuvir, vanipravir, used to treat hepatitis C, aliskiren, bisentan, nadolol, or riociguat, used to treat heart or blood pressure problems or hypertension. Sildenafil, or tadalafil, used to treat erectile dysfunction or pulmonary hypertension. Certain calcium channel blockers, used to treat heart or blood pressure problems, such as diltiazem, verapamil, or other dihydropyridines. Contraceptives such as dinogest or uliprystal. Aprepitant, nitupitant, used for nausea and vomiting during cancer treatment. Saccharomyces boulardii, loperamide, used to treat diarrhea. Budesonide, ciclesonide, cyclosporin, dexamethasone, fluticasone, methylprednisolone, sirolimus, tacrolimus, temsirolimus, or everolimus, used to help prevent organ transplant rejection or to treat certain problems with the immune system. Atorvastatin, used to lower cholesterol. Meloxicam, a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. Sometoral, a respiratory drug. Reboxetine, or venlafaxine, used to treat depression. Deriphenacin, vardenafil, Dutasteride, imidafenosine, oxybutynin, tolteridine, or udenafil, used to treat urinary disorders. Cinacalcet, to treat an overactive parathyroid. Alitretinoin, oral formulation, to treat eczema. Cabergoline, used to treat Parkinson's disease. Cannabinoids, used to treat nausea and vomiting. Weight loss for patients with immune system problems and muscle spasms in patients with multiple sclerosis. Galantamine, used to treat Alzheimer's disease. Ivacaftor, Lumacaftor/Ivacaftor, used to treat cystic fibrosis. Guanfacine, used to treat attention deficit hyperactivity disorder and high blood pressure. Carnivaptan, Tolvaptan, Mozavaptan, used to treat low blood sodium levels. Medicines used to reduce stomach acid such as antacids, H2 antagonists, e.g. ranitidine proton pump inhibitors, e.g. omeprazole. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Lozenoc. How do I take Lozenoc? How much to take / how long to take Lozenoc? Adults. Lozenoc is specially designed to give higher blood levels of active ingredient than other formulations of itraconazole capsules. A 50 mg capsule of Lozenoc is therapeutically equivalent to 100 mg of other brands of itraconazole capsules, but the capsules are not interchangeable. Only take as many Lozenoc capsules as you have been prescribed and ask your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure. The usual doses are shown below, but your doctor may decide to adjust them for your individual needs. Tenor of body. An. Groin. 1 capsule daily for 2 weeks. Tenor of hands. An. Feet. 1 capsule daily for 4 weeks. Other skin infections. 2 capsules daily for 1 week. Eye infections. 2 capsules daily for 3 weeks. Vaginal infections. 2 capsules morning. An. Evening for 1 day, or 2 capsules daily for 3 days. Mouth infections. 1 to 2 capsules daily for 4 weeks. Systemic infections. 1 to 2 capsules once or twice daily for 3 weeks to 8 months, depending on the condition. Nail infections. Continuous nail therapy. 2 capsules once daily for 3 months. Cyclic, pulse nail therapy. 2 capsules twice daily for 1 week. After that, stop taking Lozenoc for 3 weeks. Then the cycle is repeated, once for fingernails and twice for toenail infections, with or without fingernail infections. Follow the instructions provided when Lozenoc was prescribed, including the number of days it should be taken. Don't worry if you don't see an immediate improvement after your treatment. With skin infections, the marks or spots, lesions typically disappear a few weeks after you finish the course. Although the medicine kills the fungus, the marks don't disappear until after new skin has grown. With nail infections, marks on the nail may take 6 to 9 months to disappear because new nail needs to grow. Ask your doctor or pharmacist if you're not sure whether the treatment is working. Children and elderly. Lozenoc is not recommended for use in children and in the elderly. When to take Lozenoc? Lozenoc can be taken before or after a meal. If you forget to take Lozenoc, Lozenoc should be taken regularly at the same time each day. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering when to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you take too much Lozenoc, if you think that you have taken too much Lozenoc, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while taking Lozenoc? Things you should do. Always follow your doctor's instructions carefully. If you have to take Lozenoc continuously for more than 1 month, your doctor may ask you to have your blood checked regularly to make sure that your liver is not affected. Always complete the treatment as directed by your doctor, even if the signs of infection have gone. Call your doctor straight away if you become pregnant while taking this medicine. If there is any chance of you becoming pregnant, talk to your doctor about the need for adequate contraception. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are taking Lozenoc. Things you should not do. Do not take Lozenok to treat any other complaint, unless your doctor says so. Do not give this medicine to anyone else, even if their symptoms seem similar to yours. Driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive, or use any machines, or tools until you know how Lozenok affects you. Lozenok may cause dizziness in some people. If you experience this, or similar effects, you should avoid driving any using machines. Make sure you know how you react to Lozenok, before you drive the car, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous, if you are dizzy, or lightheaded. Looking after your medicine. Keep the Lozenok capsules in the pack, until it is time to take them. If you take the capsules out of the pack, they may not keep well. Store below 25 degrees Celsius. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. When to discard your medicine / getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to take this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Upset stomach, stomach pain, or discomfort, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, an unpleasant taste in your mouth, shortness of breath, headache, dizziness, fever, confusion, cough, chills, a change in menstrual pattern, unusual hair loss or thinning, erectile dysfunction, muscle weakness or pain, painful joints, tremors, high or low blood pressure. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Tingling, numbness, or weakness in the hands, or feet. Swelling of hands, ankles, feet, legs, or abdomen. Shortness of breath, unexpected weight gain, unusual fatigue, or beginning to wake up at night. Oversensitivity to sunlight. Blurry, or double vision, ringing in the ears. Loss of ability to control your bladder, or urinating much more than usual. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Abnormal tiredness, loss of appetite, nausea, vomiting, dark urine, pale stools, yellowing of the skin or eyes. Sudden signs of allergy such as rash, itching, or hives on the skin, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, shortness of breath, or difficulty breathing, wheezing, or trouble breathing. A severe skin disorder, widespread rashes with peeling skin and blisters in the mouth, eyes and genitals, or rashes with small pustules, or blisters. Any hearing loss symptoms. In very rare cases, patients taking Lozenok have reported temporary or permanent hearing loss. What to do? Stop taking Lozenok and call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Lozenok contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Itraconazole. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Hypromelose phthalate. Sodium starch glycolate, type A. Silicon dioxide. Magnesium stearate. Gelatin. Brilliant Blue FCF. Titanium dioxide. TechPrint SW9008 black ink. Potential allergens. Lozenok does not contain lactose or gluten. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Lozenok looks like. Lozenok capsules are blue opaque capsules with I-50 printed in black. They are supplied in a blister pack or bottle pack. Blister pack cost R206361. Bottle pack cost R206360. Who distributes Lozenok? Main Pharma International Pty Ltd. 1538 Main North Road, Salisbury South, South Australia 5106. This leaflet was prepared in January 2024.